Did your daddy ever have to work on roads?
Right. My dad worked on roads back in the Depression times when they had what they called the PWA. They built roads here. They built sidewalks here. He had a little foreman job. He called himself a foreman. Well, that they was all on relief, so to speak. But he thought he was a big shot, you know.
Yeah. Well, my granddaddy did the same kind of work, too. He was,
is that right?
Yeah. He was foreman building roads and that thing. He was a farmer. He said if they had to last another year, gone another year, he never would have made it, you know, with the crop prices.
Yeah. I can remember, though, getting back to politics. I got interested in politics with old Huey Long, who was the first governor. Mm-hmm. He believed in every man a king, you know. Back at that time when we'd go to school, I'd have to follow one of the neighbors who was in a grade just ahead of me and beg him for his books when he come in. We'd buy him maybe 50 cents or give him what he gave for them when he bought them. So we'd buy from one another. A lot of times you were without a school book. But when old Huey came in, he began to give everybody free school books. Well, we thought that was something. We got free school books. Later on, they got free lunches. I didn't get them while I was going to school, but later on they did. And then free buses. I walked 4 miles to school from Pleasant Hill or Frenchtown to high school over here. And when I got a bicycle, I'd go home for dinner. 12 to 1. Ride a bicycle 4 miles and 4 miles back and eat dinner at home. Kids think now all of the other different things.
Yeah.
They don't even get up and meet the bus at the front door.
Did you ever go to school and not show up, or leave to go to school and not show up?
Never played hook in my life. I possumed on my mother and played sick, and not to get to go to school. Maybe we'd have a test or something I wasn't prepared for. But I never played hook in my life. Never been in jail in my life, but one time they locked me up for speeding. When I got up about 17, I believe, I happened to get me a little car. I paid $50 for it, and I'd overhauled it, and boy, I thought I was something. I broke the speed limit, and they put me in jail. But that's been a long time ago.
Yeah. Y'all didn't have, like some of the, you said you had your own smokehouse, and what about outdoor toilets?
Outdoor toilets, we had them. You know, I get back to that. I was up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee last week. You've probably been there. And I reminisced over some of those places. We went out in a place and reviewed some of those old places like we had back when Bogalusa was started. Old board floors and outhouses, and as I walked in the back, I paid $2 to look at it, and they had all kind of little houses where people lived. It even had some places in there you'd find a hole, a peephole where they put their gun in.
Yep.
And keep off the Indians, I reckon. But the little girl, when I walked in, said, "I dare you to open that door over there." I opened the door. And they had a recording, I suppose, on it, and an old fella sitting there on the little outhouse. He opened the door and he said, "You got a corn cob?" Kind of embarrassing. There was nobody with me, but I did look around. And I kept the door open and just looked. I knew it was a dummy. And he says, "If you're in a hurry, I'll move over." The minute he says, "Close the door, you're disturbing me." Yeah, we got off with it. I wish I'd have got a recording of it. The old Tennessee fella, but we went through those days ourselves, too. And some of them now are living the life back in those mountains that we used to live back then. They're living that today. Of course, Johnson was living, he called it poverty.
Lyndon
was living, he called it poverty. But people live their own environment. If they're happy in a shack, let them be in a shack. The Lord said, "Poor be with us always." So I think that everything would be a lot better if we would just let everybody be a self-made man and make their own living. Be a better world. This welfare has run the country.
You're not more self-reliant, will stay.
Well, you get your records and you fired the five and six generations that have been on welfare. Most of it's colored. Well, the colored has had a hard time. They were looked down on, and I say that getting back to the law of reaping and sowing, the whites are maybe reaping what they sowed, because a lot of them mistreated them like they did. And the Lord, it all comes back to you, you know. I've got a lot of good colored friends, see. I've never had no problem with them. And we get along, but I don't believe in marrying, intermarrying, sleeping with them.
Yeah,